about the Ravens defense, and you called them a stiff defense just having played in that division. What's making their defense good right now?
Well, we just started film study on them today, so I don't know everything about them, but after watching that Monday night game, Terrell Suggs was flying around, making plays. C.J. Mosley is a heck of a player. I've enjoyed watching him over the years. Their DBs are veteran guys. Jimmy Smith's been playing at a Pro Bowl type level, I think. Eric Weddle is obviously a heck of a player. So I think along with they have a bunch of veterans that know how to play the game, along with athleticism, and they're bringing it together with technique is special.
You guys are about to start a meaningful December stretch of games. That's really important. What's kind of the mindset going into this stretch?
Just got to take it one at a time. Can't get caught up looking ahead at next week and the week after that. We just got to handle business day in and day out, week in and week out, and that's what we got to focus on. Obviously, coach has said it a couple times. It's starting fast. That's going to be important for us, I think. If we can start fast, it kind of sets the tempo of the game and the flow of the game. And so that's what we're trying to do.
You talk about starting fast. Can you put a kind of finger on what's gone the last three games with the slow starts?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew the answer, or so I would have spoken up months ago.
I know you talk about taking it one game at a time, but you did agree when we talked about December being a meaningful stretch of games. So how much is that just in mind, even as you do take it one game at a time of, this game is important because of what it means to the rest of our season?
It's kind of hard not to think about it, but, just looking at who we are as a team and how we've been in the past, it excites me knowing that we played our best football late in the season, and that's what that's what we're expecting. That's what we're trying to achieve. And right now, a lot's on the line, no doubt. So hopefully, we step up, make plays, and find ways to win ball games. We got to do it. Or this season's going to be over before we know it.
What's good about keeping that in mind, though, that there is a lot on the line?
I'd say. Obviously things are a little bit more intense. Every game is a championship type of game for us. And it's late season football. This is why you play the game. For playoff bursts and, whatever might happen in November, late November, December.
Do you get the feeling, though, that you guys have to win all five to make it in? I mean, obviously, teams you're chasing, they have some of the tiebreakers. Anything can happen, but 4-1 still be a 10-6 season. But you kind of, as a team, do you kind of guys get a feeling that you have to run the table here?
I definitely get that feel. I can't speak for everyone else because that's something I try not to discuss. But year 8 and just going to the playoffs, 5, 6, 7 times, I understand what's at stake right now. So yeah. I do think about it and understand it.
You mentioned starting fast. What else do you feel like does need to improve in these last five?
I think ball security could definitely be something we can be way better at, and something that we usually have been good at. That's one thing we need to get back to, and that's just basic football. If you want to win, you got to hold on to the ball. And so we all just need to be a little bit better, pay attention more, to that in practice. And the thing is, we do a good job in practice. It's something we've been practicing all year, but, this year's kind of been tough on all of us. So we just need to hold on to the ball. And I think that'll make a heck of a difference. That's one more drive we have. If we do end up punting, that's another field that we flip, and we give our defense to play with the long field.
See, it's been tough on you, speaking specifically to ball security.
Just collectively, I know I've lost. I don't know how many, one, I think this year, and a few have been on the a few have been on the ground, rather be after the play or whatever it is. So, I think it, just everyone.
this time of the season, I mean, you guys haven't played since Thursday. They played on Monday, short week for them. Is that a huge advantage? I mean, despite you having to go there, or doesn't that really matter? Do you think this, you know, considering there's only five games left and you guys played a lot of football already?
I would think if you I would personally think we have a slight advantage since we have rest. We had guys, you know, get their bodies right, and they literally just played, I guess 2 days ago. But that's not something I really think about. I'm not going to like, yeah, we have a really good chance of winning this game because we had 10 days off or whatever it is, and they only had, they played 3 days ago. It's not something we're thinking about, but.
But as a player, do you feel that? I mean, you've been in both shoes.
Right? Body, yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. I can feel it.
You walked up a little late, just the slow starts recently. Have you been able to figure anything out during the self-scouting period?
No. Like I said earlier, if I knew the answer, I'd go right upstairs and let everyone know what I thought. But I don't know. I think we do need to do a better job of holding on to the ball early in the game. I think that's something that we've not done consistent enough lately. I think it makes a huge difference, especially when you're going against championship caliber teams.
Matt talked about just a feeling out process. I wonder, you know, maybe if that's a passive approach, and do you want to take it to a team early, similar to kind of the way you guys came out in the second half with some creative play calls, whether they were the handoffs to you or the fake to the screen that maybe didn't work to Abdullah, but something a little bit more of a wrinkle early in the game to kind of take it to it off on defense?
You know, I trust in Jim Bob's preparation and his study and his game plan, and I trust in certainly our quarterback. And I know that they have a reason for everything. So I just kind of go out there and run the plays the best I possibly can. And if I do see something in the defense where I think there's a hole that we can tack them, then I speak up. But, I don't know. I just go out there and run the plays and see what happens.
This one, I know you got to move on to the next one as quickly as possible. To stick with you a little bit more just because of the missed opportunities of the fourth quarter, whether it was the going backwards on the third down or getting open down the seam and that ball just not connecting with you.
Yeah, I mean, speaking for myself, a handful of plays stick out, things that I just think I could have done better, routes I could ran better, ways I could have got open to help this team, put them in a better position to win. And I've had some time to think about it. Definitely sticks around a little bit longer than it should, just because I'm a competitor and I care so much about this game and what's at stake, and I get it. But just trying to flush it out. The great thing about it is we get another opportunity this week to go out there and get a win and get back on track. We're still right there. We're right there. We're on the bubble or in the hunt. We still can get in, and that's kind of what I'm holding on to. And I know in order for us to even give ourselves a chance, is we need to worry about what we can control, what product we put on film, how we show up on Sunday. I think if we just keep going, if we try to get to go 1-0 for the rest of the season, you know, we'll see how it all figures out. I think it's really up to us. And if we don't get in from handling our business, then we need to learn that we need to, you know, those games early in the season, we need to find a way to get.
Statistically, this Ravens defense is excellent, top to bottom. What are you seeing on film that leads them to have the success that they have had?
Really, I think that entire division they're in is fantastic defensively. Hard-nosed guys. They play hard. They have veteran guys. As we saw Monday, Terrell Suggs is still flying around, making a ton of plays. Their DBs playing with a lot of confidence. I think their DC is a mastermind. You got Eric Weddle back there, who's a all pro bowl type of guy, who's leading those guys. So it's gonna be a great challenge, but it's football. You know, we're gonna find a way.